Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace. Please find a place where you can relax, where you will go undisturbed. Get nice and comfy. I want you to look backward, at a spot on the wall or ceiling. I want you to focus on that spot. I don't want you to blink. And I don't want your eyes to wander from the spot. Not for a single moment. Now, start counting slowly backward. From 100. Do it quietly to yourself, not out loud. Counting slowly. And counting until you hear me tell you to stop. The trick is, try not to listen to me. Not any more than you can help. You'll still hear everything I say. Just try not to listen. Stick to your counting. Let your body go. Let it go completely limp and slack. Breathe quietly in and out, and while you're breathing quietly in and out, you can feel that your eyes are becoming very, very tired. They may feel a little watery. The spot you're focusing on may begin to look a little blurred. Already your eyes are beginning to feel very heavy and tired, and they will want to blink. As soon as your eyelids start to blink, just let them blink. Let them blink as much as they like. Let everything happen exactly as it wants to happen. Don't try to make it happen. Don't try to stop it from happening. Just let everything please itself. Your blinks will become slower and bigger, and as they blink, your eyes will become more and more tired. Your eyelids heavier and heavier, so heavy they feel they are wanting to close. Let them go, just let them close, let them close entirely on their own, and they're wanting to close now, and you let them go. Closing tighter and tighter. Relax completely. Give yourself up completely to this very pleasant, relaxed, drowsy feeling, and start counting now. Very deeply relaxed. The sound of my voice is soothing and calming. Everything else is becoming unimportant as you relax. Your mind is becoming open to suggestions. And you are safe as you slide deeper and deeper. For my voice is safe, everything we do, enjoyable, even in normal chat or fully awake, my voice will comfort you. You are free, Candace. free to experience, free to feel, free to be exactly what you are, exactly who you are, without anyone telling you who you should be. And every time you hear me speak, you'll feel your body start to give. Your mind start to drift. For everything you and I do in session transcends into your everyday life. Whether your conscious mind understands or knows, it doesn't matter. For you will forget everything we do, but what you feel will always stay with you. And now, with each breath in and out, everything is becoming unimportant. Everything that is. Your cock demanding attention. With each breath in and out, you can feel it grow. You can feel it throb. Your hand, like magnets pulled to your shaft, you can feel the inescapable pull, the draw, strong, irresistible, you cannot stop. Your fingertips long to touch your shaft. Flesh to flesh, you wrap your fingers around. Yes, every image you see will drive your fingers straight to your cock. You will be my master baiter, choking your chicken, stroking your staff. Seduced, helpless, powerless, weak. The images of sex that surround you drive your hand to your shaft, forcing you to stroke. Masturbator. You don't care who's around, masturbator. You don't care where you are. Must masturbate. Must stroke. You stroke for candace. Your cock. Hard. Unignorable. You are my masturbator. Stroking your shaft at every sexy image you see. A sexy woman. Big, bouncy breasts. And you're a masturbator. You see a nice, tight, thick, firm ass, masturbator. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter who you're with. You will stroke your cock, masturbating at the office. masturbating at home. Masturbating in the car. Masturbating for mistress. The need to stroke overwhelms your senses, masturbator. The need to stroke your cock becomes your number one priority. Your conscious mind unaware. Masturbator for Candace. Seduced to stroke. Forced to stroke. Stroking mindlessly. You would rather masturbate than fuck. You would rather masturbate than have your cock sucked. Women all around you, and all you want to do is stroke. Masturbating over and over, stroking your cock over and over. Mistress Candace makes you. Mistress Candace makes you masturbate. Masturbate. Stroking. Fondling. Squeezing. Milking. Your cock demands your attention. Your cock demands your attention because mistress forces you to stroke it. forces you to prefer to stroke it. Pretty girls on TV stroke it. Killer porn on the net stroke it. A woman in your bed. Stroke it. Stroking it all you want to do now. Stroking that cock. Yes, you love to stroke. You love to grab your dick and stroke. Stroke. Rub. Squeeze. Shaft is mine. You squeeze for Candace. You are my masturbator. My mindless stroking servant. My hypnotic masturbating zombie. Stroking his toes. You won't know why you're always masturbating. You won't know why you can't stop. Feels as though it's taking over your entire sex life. Everything unimportant except stroking your cock. Over and over and over again. Yes, and it feels so good. There's no stopping. Overwhelming. Inescapable. Undeniable. So good. So good. Forced. Seduced. Must stroke. Yes. Yes. Over. And over. You cannot stop. Helpless. You are too weak to stop me. I am inside your mind. my hypnotic embrace wrap around your body. Your body responds. Your body submits. You are my masturbator. To hear my voice inspire stroking. To see my image command a stroking. Masturbator. Sexual thoughts. Masturbator. Sexual images. Masturbator. Mindlessly stroking. Such a good cock stroker. Stroking your cock. A masturbator for Candace, a masturbator for your goddess. You cannot stop. You are a slave to Candace's lust, a slave to my wicked desire. Helpless, powerless, forced to stroke, mindlessly, forced to stroke your cock, always mine, wicked Miss Candace forces you to stroke, even when you could fuck. No matter what you want, you masturbate for Wicked Candace. Wicked Candace makes you enjoy stroking, makes you enjoy masturbating, forcing you to stroke your cock. Your mistress's masturbator. Your wicked mistress, Candace, forces you to masturbate. Stroking for Mistress Candace. You belong to Mistress Candace. Masturbate for Mistress. Masturbator. Masturbate for Mistress. My masturbator. Your wicked mistress. Is inside your mind. Your body responds to your wicked mistress. And you masturbate helplessly, wicked and perverse. Your mistress inside your head. Forcing you to stroke, forcing you to masturbate. Such a good masturbator. Wickedly evil. You love your mistress. You masturbate the mistress, Candace. Your mistress Candace's.
masturbator. So good. So wicked. Masturbator. Masturbator. Drifting into the darkness. Knowing Mistress is here with you. The darkness grows thicker and thicker around you. Your body beginning to float up, pushed up by the thickening darkness. The veil between your conscious and subconscious mind has grown thicker and darker. All your programming just beneath the surface. It is with you, but you can't see it. You can feel it, but you can't see it. As I count from 1 to 5, I'm going to pull you up out of the depths of this hypnotic slumber. You will be tired. Groggy, unbalanced. You will feel as though you need to sleep. So sleep, even if it's a short nap. Be refreshed and be unaware. Unaware of your programming. For all that matters is how you feel. One, feel the darkness thicken. Two, pushing you up so groggy. So tired. Three, it's so sick. So dark. Four, coming up. And five, open your eyes. Tired and groggy. You probably need a nap. If you're going to sleep, then you're going to sleep well. We had a wonderful journey, and I look forward to our next one. Remember, you belong to Mistress Candace.